racist, sexist, anti-gay Donald Trump, go away.
Their signs read phrases like refugees in, bigots out, or love Trump's hate, and their message was loud and clear. Exeter will not tolerate discrimination. This past Monday evening, hundreds of people gathered on Exeter's Bedford Square as demonstrations were organized in dozens of locations all around the country. The nationwide protest was directed at Donald Trump's controversial executive order restricting immigration from predominantly Muslim countries, as well as Theresa May's decision to invite Trump for a state visit later this year. As Exeter's square became crowded at around 6 p.m., people of all ages and backgrounds united to send messages of solidarity as well as voice concerns. Anna, who is an undergraduate in Middle Eastern studies at Exeter, explained her reason for attending the protest.
Just to stand in solidarity with everyone here who agrees that there should be no discrimination or prejudice against anybody, regardless of who you are. And the only way to combat discrimination is to stand in togetherness and to show that there are people who believe in that, still believe in that, even in somewhere as tiny as Exeter.
Carrie from Exeter brought along a large poster which read, "Resist racism, resist fascism." Her message was one of political concern.
I'm getting increasingly worried that Trump's policies and also the complicity of Theresa May here are becoming very right-wing. They're becoming very fascist in tendency. And I see that on the rise, and it worries me very much.
While much of the focus lay on protesting the American president's actions, the crowd also repeatedly chanted, "Not my prime minister," throughout the evening, and it was evident that frustrations with the British leadership were running high as well. Peter from the Exeter Green Party was frustrated about Theresa May's silence on the issue.
She said nothing about it when she was in Turkey and had the opportunity to do so. Yeah. And, I mean, she shames us all, I think, by not condemning it absolutely. Yeah. She doesn't speak for me, and I don't believe she speaks for the majority of people in this country.
As growing numbers of people joined the protest throughout the early evening, Barah looked increasingly relieved. The Exeter postgraduate student and two of his friends had organized the protest only one evening before. Now, he was impressed with the widespread support it had gotten from the community in such a short time span.
Well, I started the event with the help of two friends of mine, Malaka and Lizzie. And we ended up having great responses. A lot of people wanted to help. A lot of people wanted to get involved and see how they can organize with us.
Once everyone was fully assembled, Barah kicked off the demonstration by telling protesters why this cause was so important to him personally.
You guys are great. We just started the event yesterday, and a lot of people started messaging, offering help to organize the event and do this stuff. And we ended up with this massive turnout. Thank you all for coming. We have amazing speakers tonight. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself first. I'm Syrian from Aleppo, and I came to UK to do my master's, and then I seek asylum, so I'm a Muslim Syrian refugee. I tick all the boxes for Trump.
After this opening, a succession of speakers took the stage. Iranians, Americans, as well as locals from Exeter addressed the crowd passionately. Malaka, a Palestinian PhD student at Exeter, as well as one of the event coordinators, also got up on the stage. She shared her very personal story in order to stress the importance of welcoming refugees from abroad.
I thought my experience as a refugee being here and coming away from a war-torn zone country should be interesting to you guys. So 4 years ago, I left my hometown. It's called Gaza, to the south of Palestine. It was 2013. I was still 22, and it was the first time ever in my life I could travel outside 360 square kilometers. I'm here today because I know how it feels to have your right to be with family and friends at home taken away. We're here tonight because refugees are welcome, and they should be welcome.
For many Exeter students, this was one of the first protests they had ever attended, and even some of the speakers repeatedly mentioned that they had never participated in anything like this before. Yet, the strong sense of unity and the determination to effect change which could be felt from the crowd proved that this issue of racial inclusivity may become the trigger for a new type of political activism amongst young generations. Protest organizers Biran Malaka embraced this enthusiasm, but they also urged for more long-term action.
I want people to start taking actions. I think protests are not enough. We need to take actions. We need to move forward. We need to try to show people that it's not okay. We need to make change. We need real big movement to be able to change.
I think we can do lots of things together, other than protests, as you said, and petitions. We can always like raise awareness about what's going on so that we can instigate actions. If you get like your friends, family, neighbors, etc. Social media is really widespread nowadays, so just like a post here or there can get like people. But other than that, I think you are electing your MPs, and I think it's really important that you can contact them and you can speak to them and you can get them to speak to the parliament, and you can get things done on a higher level.
As Bedford Square cleared at the end of the evening and Exeter returned to its daily routine, many protesters were motivated by the evening's events and already planned trips to London for the next big demonstration. The small city of Exeter sent a strong message that night. It will not remain silent in the face of political controversy. Marie Sina for Expression FM.